Conservative? You bet. Controversial? Right again. It's time to squabble on the Jim Benson Show.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Jim Benson Show, conservative talk radio covering the issues that concern you here on the BBS Radio Network. Well, you must be aware that Ukraine is in the news a lot lately. Ukraine embroiled in a seemingly endless, brutal, bloody war and very deadly war with Russia since Russia invaded that country last year with Joe Biden in the White House. Biden keeps pledging yet more billions in military and humanitarian support for Ukraine, but apparently doing almost nothing to resolve this horrific conflict. Ukraine, where Joe Biden and his son Hunter are accused with considerable evidence to support these accusations of taking millions in bribes from corrupt Ukrainian officials. Ukraine, where Joe Biden, using the power of his office as then vice president and point man for the U.S. in Ukraine in the Obama administration, to get his son set up on the board of directors of the corrupt Ukrainian energy firm Burisma, although he claimed during the presidential debate that he learned that Hunter was on the board. A no-show job that paid Hunter millions, of which Hunter's pop, as Hunter called him, got half, according to an email Hunter said to his daughter. Ukraine, where at the reported request of Burisma officials, Joe Biden flew to and threatened to withhold a $1 billion loan guarantee if the Ukrainian prosecutor investigating Burisma was not fired, and the prosecutor was then fired. And we'll hear more about this in a bit. And just over the past few days, Yevgeny Prigozhin, head of the Wagner mercenary group, which has spearheaded much of Russian military operations in Ukraine and taken many thousands of casualties, had launched a revolt against the Russian military leadership after he claimed it had withheld ammunition from Wagner fighters and even launched airstrikes against them. I believe it was airstrikes. I'm not sure whether it included artillery, resulting in the deaths of some 2,000 of his men. Prigozhin, accompanied by some 25,000 of his men, were setting out to remove and replace the Russian military leadership that he was working under. Wagner fighters under Prigozhin's leadership, as I said, had reportedly occupied Russian military headquarters and other facilities in Rostov-on-Don, just outside the occupied southeastern Ukrainian border. Prigozhin vowed to take this fight all the way to Moscow, and his men were supposedly on a highway there, prompting a stern warning from Russian leader Vladimir Putin that the Wagner group will be severely punished for this treason, as he called it. Well, I guess I would call it treason. It's also reported that Russian tanks and other military vehicles had been patrolling streets in Moscow and elsewhere in Russia, and the Russians had raided Wagner's headquarters in St. Petersburg, which is their base of operations. The latest news reports about all this are saying that a truce of sorts had been negotiated with Prigozhin through the head of Belarus, which is right next to Ukraine and a Russian ally. And Prigozhin had ordered his troops back to their positions in Ukraine. At this point, it's hard to say how all this will affect the military situation in Ukraine. Let's get back to Joe Biden's role and activities in Ukraine and the very serious allegations of him and his son accepting bribes in that country, which is another rapidly developing story in the news as hearings and testimony continue in Congress in efforts to uncover the full story of just what happened and what role Ukraine has played along with other countries, including, of course, China, Romania, and Russia, in alleged vast sums of money funneled through wire transfers into shell corporations and from there into bank accounts of numerous Biden family members, as I understand it. To provide more clarity on these allegations against the Bidens, let's listen to excerpts from a video posted on my pages here at bbsradio.com under the archives and videos sections. This sound file begins with audio from a 2020 presidential debate between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, in which discussion of Ukraine and Burisma comes up. The audio then jumps to a segment from Donald Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani's Common Sense podcast series, in which Giuliani, a former New York City mayor and former federal prosecutor who has extensively investigated Joe Biden's activities in Ukraine and the corruption there, discusses what Joe Biden did in return for all that money from Burisma to Hunter Biden and reportedly to Joe himself. And when the soundbite cuts away from Giuliani's comments, it then immediately goes into audio from a video where Joe Biden, speaking at a Council on Foreign Relations event, relates what he did about the prosecutor in Ukraine investigating Burisma by threatening to withhold a $1 billion loan guarantee, which I believe he says he instigated, offering the loan guarantee, unless the prosecutor was fired, which, as I said, he was. This, I believe, is the confession Giuliani refers to Biden making just before that, before the Biden speech at the Council on Foreign Relations event. If you want to understand this more clearly, you can watch the video on my pages here on the Jim Benson Show pages here at bbsradio.com. Please play soundbite one.
Have been questions about the work your son has done in China and for a Ukrainian energy company when you were vice president. In retrospect, was anything about those relationships inappropriate or unethical?
Nothing was unethical. Here's what the deal. With regard to Ukraine, we had this whole question about whether or not, because he was on the board, I later learned, of a Burisma, a company, that somehow I had done something wrong. Yet every single solitary person, when he was going through his impeachment, testifying under oath who worked for him, said, I did my job impeccably. I carried out U.S. policy. Not one single solitary thing was out of line. Not a single thing, number one. Number two, the guy who got in trouble in Ukraine was this guy trying to bribe the Ukrainian government to say something negative about me, which they would not do and did not do because it never, ever, ever happened. My son has not made money in terms of this thing about, what are you talking about, China. I have not had it. The only guy made money from China is this guy.
What happened in the Ukraine that was a crime? Very simple. Joe Biden was bribed by Mykola Zloshevsky, the head of a company called Burisma. And Burisma is an oil and gas company. The owner was one of the biggest crooks in Ukraine, one of the biggest members of organized crime, and probably a murderer. So I want to get you an idea right at the very beginning who the Bidens deal with. You're going to see a fair number of murderers, organized criminals, and spies. So Mykola Zloshevsky had a company called Burisma. His company was built crookedly when he was the Minister of Ecology. He gave his company all of the best mineral rights in Ukraine. And when he came out, he was worth $8, $10 billion. When the government looked like it was going to fall, he stole $5 billion, left the country, was an exile, and lived in fear that the new president, Poroshenko, was going to take it from him. He soon found out that the new president was as big a crook, if not worse, than the old president, and that he could be reached. And he also soon found out that the most powerful man in Ukraine was Joe Biden when he was appointed point man by Obama, because he controlled all the money that was going to go to Ukraine. And Ukraine had $800,000 in the bank when their prior leader left with people like Zloshevsky. So Zloshevsky, knowing what the press keeps from you, that Joe Biden had a history as a sleazy Delaware politician and had been taking illegal money with his brother for 20 years, he set up contact with Joe and he offered him a deal. The deal was roughly something that would amount to about $14 to $15 million. Most of it would be paid through a no-show job for his son, Hunter Biden. Well, that's what he did. He used him as a bagman. He never showed up in Ukraine. He never did anything meaningful, but he got paid $166,000 per month for a total of about $5 or $6 million paid that way. He got a laundered $3 million additional monies altogether. The Biden family got about $14 million in bribes. And then Biden did his job. When the prosecutor Shokin was about to move on the company, he had already arrested them. He was about to seize their assets. He came in, and as he explains, in his own words, in a confession that is as tight as you can get, he explains, I told Poroshenko, you got to get rid of the prosecutor or you don't get your $1 billion loan guarantee.
I remember going over convincing our team, our others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. Said, "No," I said, "I'm not going to, or we're not going to give you the $1 billion." They said, "You have no authority. You're not the president." The president said, "I said, call him." I said, "I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion." I said, "You're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here." And I think it was what, 6 hours. I looked. I said, "I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money." Well, son of a bitch, got fired, and they put in place someone who was solid.
In these sound files, you hear differing amounts of money being in play, such as Giuliani stating Hunter Biden was paid some $166,000 a month while he was on the Burisma board. Actually, I think, as I understand, Hunter reputedly got about half that amount himself, and the other half went to his business partner with Devin Archer, if I have that right. In any event, half of the entire $166,000 being paid out to Hunter, his partner, would have ostensibly gone to Joe Biden, if we can believe Hunter Biden's email to his daughter, in which he's complaining that he had to turn over half of everything he made to pop, quote unquote. Half of everything he made, peddling influence in Joe Biden's vice presidency. Hunter Biden's lawyer, by the way, has declared that poor Hunter was so drugged out on crack so much of the time that we can't believe much of what Hunter said and wrote in his emails from his abandoned laptop computer that FBI and DOJ officials have been in possession of for many years and done nothing about, including the illustrious deep state mole, former U.S. Attorney General Benedict Bill Bullshit Barr. the guy who said fraud did not play a part in the 2020 U.S. election. Bill Barr, who's amassed a personal fortune representing big U.S. corporations with big business in China. And as you probably also know, FBI, CIA, and other U.S. intelligence community officials signed off on a letter released by the Biden campaign just before the 2020 election claiming the Hunter Biden laptop and its contents looked a lot like Russian disinformation. Instead of Russian disinformation, we got U.S. election disinformation to help throw the election to their pal Joe Biden so he and his regime and his backers could impose their Marxist revolution on America to please their Chinese communist masters. That's how I see it anyway. And these are the people who've been running our intelligence agencies. This denial from Hunter Biden's lawyer was made recently in response to another declaration from Hunter via his online messaging. This time, Hunter was allegedly shaking down a communist Chinese business associate, Henry Zhao, I think his name was. In the email, which we'll learn more about in a few moments, Hunter threatens negative consequences from Hunter and Joe Biden, who Hunter claims he's sitting next to as he's writing and sending this message, if Zhao isn't forthcoming with money promised, which was reportedly eventually paid to Hunter, and I believe it was to the tune of some millions of dollars overall. But let's listen to more recent audio from Giuliani's website, RudyGiulianiCS.com. That stands for Common Sense, which was his podcast series. He has a new series now, which he's putting up there and called America's Mayor Live. Here, Giuliani, who years ago had offered the FBI and Department of Justice, he said, evidence and witnesses Giuliani had lined up regarding the Biden bribery allegations. And of course, they'd done nothing with it, as far as we know. He continues his discussion of the Ukrainian situation in light of recent revelations from the congressional committees investigating them. This soundbite is from, as I said, America's Mayor Live, episode number 174, which you can find on that website, RudyGiulianiCS.com. And it's titled, Are the Walls Closing In on Joe Biden? Good question, but given Joe Biden's swagger and defiance in the face of all this evidence of corruption and malfeasance, he clearly expects to continue to be totally protected by those backing him in positions of power positions of power in our intelligence community and the Department of Justice, not to mention in the private sector with your huge investments in China. As I see it, Joe Biden and the rest of his pals are laughing at us, thinking that we're going to take some kind of action against him. Please play soundbite 2.
Now, getting back to Hunter, I could have told you, and I might have probably in the long recitations I made about the Hunter Biden plea, that this was just going to unravel and unravel and unravel. And it has begun to unravel. I assure you of the following, from what I know, which is probably as much as anyone, maybe a little more than, you know, most people. Just based on what I have, which I estimated about one third of the Biden criminality, this is the tip of the iceberg. Even if we consider the $10 million bribe that was revealed by the FBI FD-1023, which they're doing everything they can to cover up. That's the $10 million, five by Zolshevsky, to Joe, $5 million, to Hunter, $5 million. Even if we, you know, if we take that into consideration, from what I know, you got about another 40 or 50 million to go in documented bribery payments to the biggest corrupt politician and political family in American history.
Here's audio from a recent edition of Fox's Kudlow Show, in which host Larry Kudlow, formerly director of the National Economic Council under the Trump administration, interviews Congressman James Comer, chairman of the House Oversight and Accountability Committee. Their discussion is over the committee's investigation of the Biden bribery allegations, Republican moves beginning Joe Biden's impeachment, and the claims about secret audio tapes by a missing Ukrainian oligarch detailing the bribery scheme, these secret tapes were reported by Senator Chuck Grassley and Comer, but which have not been obtained by congressional investigators. Play soundbite 3, please.
All right. Let's get down to it. The most important guy in this story right now, here to talk about it, is Congressman James Comer from the great state of Kentucky. He is the chair of the House Oversight Committee. Mr. Comer, as always, sir, we appreciate your time and your accessibility. You undoubtedly heard my riff. I hope I didn't go too far. But, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene's a smart lady. She's pushing for impeachment. There's a lot of evidence. But as I said, the shirt buttons are still undone. So let me ask you this, Mr. Comer. Let me ask you this. Where is this Burisma Ukrainian oligarch who seems to be on the lam? And where are the tapes? And is he the guy, the only person living who has these tapes?
Well, he may not be the only person living who has the tapes, but one thing we know is the FBI never tried to obtain the tape. So I'm pretty confident the FBI, according to our sources in the FBI, as well as the whistleblower, that one reason the FBI does not have the tapes is because they never attempted to get the tapes. And what you heard today with the IRS whistleblower, totally different whistleblower, what they told the Ways and Means Committee that they unsealed just a few moments ago was that the U.S. attorney in Delaware was told to stand down by the Department of Justice. That's the same thing that the general counsel for the National Archives was told when they were trying to equalize their coverage of Biden's mishandling of classified documents versus Trump's mishandling of classified documents. We've had FBI agents come before judiciary, say they were told to stand down. There's a pattern here of our federal government covering up for the Bidens. So our investigation isn't just about following the money. It's also led Congress to realize that we have a system of justice in America that is biased towards Republicans, certainly biased towards Donald Trump, that needs to have significant reform. So there's a lot of moving parts here to this investigation, but I think Marjorie Taylor is exactly right. This family's already been proven
to have accepted millions and millions of dollars mysteriously from foreign nationals all across the globe, and yet at the same moment in time that the president's son gets off with a slap on the wrist, we learn that federal investigators that work for the government, whose sole purpose in life is to investigate, were told to stand down by the federal government.
But Jim Comer, here's the thing. You have a rogue FBI. There's no reason this guy, Christopher Wray, should still be running the FBI. And you probably want to wipe out the top echelons. But that is being directed by Merrick Garland of the Justice Department. And he is being directed by Joe Biden. There is a massive cover up here. But I want to come back to the tape, sir. I want to be a little bit obstinate about this point, because I don't think you're going to have an open and shut case unless we hear these tapes. Now, there are other misdeeds, all right? Don't get me wrong. I mean, you see a pattern of racketeering with all this money laundering, and probably, you know, wire fraud is involved, and so forth and so on. The LLCs from the family members, you know, we've discovered more Biden family members than anybody ever knew about. So there may be, criminal offenses there. But with respect to President Biden and the potential for an impeachment hearing, you need the tapes. So my question again is, is the FBI lying as they have been? Are they obstructing? Do they have the tapes? Have you heard the tapes? Has Senator Chuck Grassley heard the tapes? Is it the CEO of Burisma who has these tapes? Is it another oligarch? You got to talk to me about the tapes, because I don't know as much as you know. I'm not as smart as you are. I'm not as brave as you are. I mean, I'm just a TV host. But I'm just saying, if you don't have the tapes, I think your case is going to be injured.
I disagree. And I believe that better than the tapes is bank records. And that's what this investigation has been about from day one, is following the money. We've learned of new banks that may have some of this Ukrainian money. We're bringing people in for depositions that have firsthand knowledge of what role Joe Biden played in that bribery scheme. So I'm pretty optimistic today, as I stand before you, that the missing pieces can be put together to prove the bribery scheme of this administration and the leader of our country, unfortunately, whether we get the tapes or not. So, you know, the thing that Grassley was most concerned about when he announced the possession of the tapes by the oligarch was the fact that the FBI didn't investigate this.
Right.
They didn't pursue the tapes.
Right.
Now, my investigation's about following the money. So I would love to have the tapes. I believe that those tapes exist. But even if those tapes have been destroyed, the oligarch's been murdered or disappeared or whatever happened, as long as we follow the money and we prove that there were you know, significant wires. Because remember, in the Form 1023, it didn't say we sent a $5 million wire to the Bidens. It said that investigators would never find it because we sent it through so many different banks. This is a pattern we've seen in Romania. This is a pattern we've already uncovered in China, where the foreign nationals send countless money wires that are laundered through shell companies the Bidens created that then go down to Biden family members in their personal accounts. So we haven't gotten to the Ukrainian money yet. We're trying, obviously, and the FBI forum said this, they went to great lengths. This is an organized crime activity here. They went to great lengths to hide their criminal activity, but I believe that in the end, we'll be able to trace that money.
I mean, there's no question, sir, this is a mob-like racketeering operation. You're 100% right. And following the money is absolutely crucial. And I hear you. But look, the United States is providing Ukraine with, what, $130, $150 billion to fight a war against Russia. Do we believe we can't go into Ukraine with investigators? The FBI would do this. I don't know who's supposed to do this. And find this guy who's on the lam and get those tapes? I mean, this is like an international incident. I want to blow it up as much as possible, because unlike Trump and the Russian hoax, you've got real evidence here. You're talking about real evidence. You followed the money trail. There was no such thing, as John Durham told us yesterday. You see what I'm saying? That's why I'm so keen on the tapes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we're going to do everything we can to get the tapes. And yes, we can send people to foreign countries, and we will do that. We may have already done that.
Yeah.
But that's an important part because so many of the sources of revenue from some of these foreign nationals, we believe were shell companies in foreign countries.
Yes, sir. I got
that the money was straight from the country, especially the Chinese Communist Party. So we're not going to let up. I'm pretty optimistic that we'll be able to connect the dots, and working as quickly as we can.
I'm up against a hard break. Chairman James Comer, thank you, sir. Thank you very much, folks.
And here's audio from the Front Page Show. You can learn more about that at his website. It's frontpageshow.com with host Scott Goulet, which I watched yesterday on YouTube. On that show, Goulet discusses one of the emails of Hunter Biden allegedly, shaking down a communist Chinese official and business, quote-unquote, associate. This was the messaging from Hunter, as I said, I referred to earlier, the text of which Goulet reads, and it shows Hunter essentially telling the CCP guy, as I said, I think his name is Henry Zhao, that Hunter is sitting next to Joe Biden while he's writing this and threatening retribution from both Hunter and Joe in the matter if money promised Hunter isn't forthcoming promptly. Play soundbite 4, please.
On Thursday, the House Ways and Means Committee released a report. The report details accounts of Hunter Biden from two IRS whistleblowers. One IRS whistleblower revealed that Hunter Biden demanded payment from his Chinese business associate. He made the demand over WhatsApp Messenger. According to a screenshot of a WhatsApp message, Hunter Biden demanded payment from Chinese businessman Henry Zhao in 2017 while he was sitting with his father. The message said, "I'm sitting here with my father, and we would like to understand why the commitment made has not been fulfilled. Tell the director that I would like to resolve this now before it gets out of hand, and now means tonight. And Z, if I get a call or text from anyone involved in this other than you, Jiang, or the chairman, I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me and every person he knows and my ability to forever hold a grudge that you will regret not following my directions. I'm sitting here waiting for the call with my father." Henry Zhao was a CCP-linked Chinese businessman who was very influential in forming the investment firm Harvest Fund Management. He was also the chairman and the Chinese Communist Party general secretary at the firm. Zhao's firm participated in the establishment of BHR Partners that Hunter Biden had also helped set up. Hunter was an unpaid board member of BHR until April of 2020, and Hunter held a 10% stake in the company. This current information, if true, conflicts with Joe Biden's consistent claims that he was not involved in Hunter Biden's business dealings. The whistleblower said that messages like this one suggest that the IRS needs to search Joe Biden's guest house where Hunter had spent some time. But at a meeting in September of 2020, a Justice Department official told IRS investigators that it was impossible to obtain a search warrant for the evidence.
Again, Hunter Biden's attorney is claiming that Hunter was too wiped out on crack cocaine so much of the time to be taken seriously. Regardless, Hunter appears not afraid to invoke the name and office of his father in a threatening manner in demanding money. And this is definitely yet more evidence that Joe Biden was aware of his son's business dealings and certainly should be investigated further. And it certainly raises questions about national security, don't you think? Whatever you do think about all this evidence pouring forth about the Biden crime family, there's no doubt in my mind that Joe Biden is badly compromised by the Communist Chinese Party, the CCP, along with other foreign governments and entities, and has been helping out the CCP again and again and again. I could go over the list. We've talked about them numerous times on this program, but you're probably aware of those. While at the same time talking tough, but doing far less than he should to protect America. That's Joe Biden, of course, in relation to China, just China alone. When you consider the billions upon billions of dollars the Biden family has reportedly taken in from the communists in China, as well as these people from Ukraine, Russia, and other countries, it's obvious to me Joe Biden is unfit to be president, whether or not you believe he was lawfully elected president. Biden is an incessant liar. He lied to the American people when he campaigned as a moderate and claimed he would represent all of us as president and unite us. I don't think the American people are that divided myself, but nevertheless, people say there's a very lot of political division today. Well, of course, there's always political division in a democracy. It's the way it works. But anyway, Biden campaigned that he was going to be a unifier and he was going to represent us all. And then once he got in office, he immediately unleashed a vile and divisive Marxist revolution on the USA, he and his backers, declaring war on conservatives as well. All this is being done with the ultimate goal of our utter destruction as a nation, I say. But then that's the true nature of communism. Endless lies and trickery, along with outrageous hypocrisy, as communist leaders get rich off the system while enslaving and impoverishing the masses. That's you and me, in case you didn't realize that. In these days of dangerous threats we as a nation face from China alone, with their clearly stated doctrine of unrestricted warfare, quote-unquote, against us, and their longstanding goal of taking over and subjugating the USA and the rest of the world, it's high time we came together and took a serious look at what needs to be done to save our country. For me, this would include seriously considering all the evidence of fraud in the 2020 election and the others since, which to date no judge or justice, as I know of, has done. The American people need to see all this. We also need to impeach Joe Biden sooner or later. I know there's some concern that they're moving too quickly on this. At least some Republicans are moving too quickly on the impeachment in Congress, but sooner or later, it must be done. We also need to be fixing our elections so the American people can truly elect a president and other public office holders of their choice. And we also want to see exposed and removed those people in our government who support the CCP over the USA in violation of their oath of office. When you take office as a public official, you are, especially in the federal government, you are usually offered to swear allegiance to the Constitution and to defend it against all enemies, foreign and domestic. People who committed election crimes should be prosecuted, as should anyone involved in espionage and or treason against our country. Additionally, it's time our business and financial elites woke up to the monstrous realities of totalitarian communism and the CCP. How can these people be so blind with greed that they refuse to acknowledge the grave danger they have put America in by making us dependent on supply chains from China? I realize there's billions in profits involved here, but it's also madness not to see what's coming if this continues. I was shocked the other day when I saw a news article about the head of Raytheon, a major U.S. defense contractor, saying it's impossible to decouple from China. We can de-risk, he said. De-risk, quote unquote, but not decouple, adding it would take years for Raytheon to replace its dependence on China. So here we have one of our top defense industry companies totally dependent on a hostile foreign power sworn to ultimately destroy us and take us over. These people had better start at least thinking about decoupling. Eight. Lastly today, on a lighter note, while we're still on the subject of the Biden crime family, quote unquote again, you must know about the sweetheart, quote unquote, plea deal Hunter Biden is getting from Joe Biden's Department of Justice over federal tax evasion and gun charges. Here's audio from a new video by rapper Forgiato Blow. I've never heard of the guy, but Forgiato Blow, which was posted a couple of days ago on Twitter. At least that's where I saw it. I think it's titled Sweetheart Deal. In the video of this song, Forgiato Blow wears a hoodie that says MAGA Republican in large letters printed on the front. So you know where he's coming from. So let's listen to that song. Please play soundbite 5.
Must be nice when your dad's the big guy, when your dad's the big guy.
Biden crime family, y'all so criminal. This a message from America that ain't subliminal. Nah. Multiple Fed cases and you ain't get Fed time. Two-tier justice system, I would've served life. My daddy ain't the president. So the feds ain't gonna slap me on my wrist. This is pure corruption, a political witch hunt. It's a cover-up, Trump warned us all, they gonna pull a stunt. Hunter, what you do to get money? You helped Sleepy Joe sell out our country. The infamous crime bill in 1994. Locking up Americans for smoking dope. But your son smoke crack. Must be nice when your dad's the big guy. When your dad's the big guy. Must be nice when your dad's the big guy. When your dad's the big guy. Must be nice when your dad's the big guy. When your dad's the big guy. Must be nice when your dad's the big guy. When your dad's the big guy.
Lock Hunter up.
Lock him.
Lock Hunter up.
Lock him up. Lock him up.
Lock Hunter up.
Lock him up. Lock him up.
Lock Hunter button up.
Must be nice when your dad's the big guy.
Lock him up. Lock him up.
When your dad's the big guy. The big guy
pled guilty to misdemeanor tax evasion. Got a gun charger, probably won't get probation. Big accounts off in Ukraine. Look at Burisma for that dirty chain. RIP the whistleblower, she sent you to 10 mil. Her Senator Chuck Grassley got tapes to it. It's a double standard when you're running with the elite. We got pedophiles in the White House, how can you sleep? It's safer to be his son than his opponent, yeah. It's a sad day for America, but a happy day for the Washington Mafia. Yeah.
Lock him up.
Must be nice when your dad's the big guy.
Yeah.
When your dad's the big guy.
Must be nice when your dad's the big guy.
Must be
when your dad's the big guy.
Must be nice when your dad's the big guy.
The big guy.
When your dad's the big guy.
Must be nice when your dad's the big guy. When your dad's the big guy.
It must be nice when your dad's the big guy. 5 years later, an investigation comes out on some misdemeanor charges. And they're trying to throw the book at Trump. You know, your dad wrote these rules and these regulations that took a lot of time, took a lot of people from their families. And you get this grace to walk free. It's the mayor.
It's really a good video. I think I encourage everybody to see it. Trump won, I think he says. And must be nice when your dad's the big guy. And he refers to the Washington Mafia. I hope a lot of people watch and share this video. And you can find it. Its name is Forgiato, F is it Frank, Forgiato Blow, and the song is again Sweetheart Deal. It really deserves to be high on the music video popularity charts. Well, that's a wrap for another show. As always, we hope you found the content of interest and value. You can watch a podcast of today's show when it's posted shortly on the Jim Benson Show pages here at bbsradio.com, as I said. Look for us again 2 weeks from today with another live show in this same time slot. Have a good rest of your day and evening.